quiet on the calls this morning. So obviously you're happy with the level of support that we give Scott Dixon, or are you not? Of course, Marcus Armstrong in there as well. Scott McLaughlin. Scott McLaughlin currently sitting 10th in the Indy standings. Marcus Armstrong is 19th. And Scotty Dixon is second at the moment, and that's behind Newgarden, who was all over him yesterday looking to overtake him, but got involved in a wee skirmish, and Scotty Dixon drove away to glory. So his reputation, actually, they call him the best at being able to manage fuel to speed, and conservation of fuel is quite incredible, and that's the secret, apparently, from him when it comes to these compulsory pits, one or two pit stops per race, that he is able to manage that better than anyone else on the circuit. So Scott Dixon is one. The Crusaders, again, of course, are a common theme of discussion at the moment. The Hurricanes are going brilliantly at the moment as well. And we've also we've got a situation too where we're looking at a Warriors team which is now 10th after round 7. Look, honestly, we can talk a positive side of things, but we don't want too many of those performances stacking up, because then we're starting to talk about making the 8 instead of talking about making the playoffs and winning the damn thing. So in all honesty, it's not where we thought it would be. You've got to believe that, surely. You have to believe that. Right, we've got Joey here. And Joey from Auckland. G'day, Joey. Good morning to you.
Yeah, g'day, Swiffy. If no one's going to talk to you, mate, I'll talk to you. Not a problem. Look, yeah. Scotty Dixon's fantastic. Unbelievable, mate. One of the best sportsmen we've ever had. And yes, you did right. He does go under the radar for what he's done. And I'm surprised that he's never gone into Formula One. That's what, you know, I mean, I thought he'd go from the Indy cars, but he's probably made his mark in Indy cars, obviously, unbelievably well. And he goes down as one of the best sportsmen. You know, you talk about sportsmen, and you're bringing up a subject in a pub having a drink, and Scotty Dixon will be brought up for me, for mine, for years if you talk about motorsport, without a doubt. Mm. Unbelievable what he's done. He does go under the radar. You did what?
He does. I mean, you know, and it's only when he wins, they can't win every damn week in that competition that he's in. It's so damn competitive and everything. But, you know, he gets a half a headline every now and then. He gets lost at this time of the year in our team sports. But I watched yesterday with great interest, actually. There was a delay in the golf. Otherwise, I probably wouldn't have watched it, to be perfectly honest. But I watched it. And my God, just to listen to the comments about how good this guy is and how clever he is behind the wheel. And then also the mark of the man to get out of the car and the first thing he does is think and pay tribute to Sir Colin Giltrap. I mean, there's a bloke, you know, who doesn't forget where he's come from and you know, is very, very quick to acknowledge people around him.
Yeah, that's right, Smithy. He's a true blue New Zealander, isn't he? You know, as they say, you know, he always comes back to where he started and grounded. And that's one of the beauties about a lot of Kiwi sportsmen. They come back to, at least at Carrington's the same, a lot of them are, you know, and they come back to their roots and they never forget them. And that's the beauty thing about it, you know. I think he's won 6, hasn't he? Hasn't he won 6 titles?
Yep.
6 or 7, I think he's won, yeah.
I think he's
unbelievable.
Let
alone win 6. He's right up there, without a doubt.
I'm not sure. I mean, I think I've interviewed him once, and he was just such a laid-back sort of a guy there, and just appreciative to be talking a bit about home. He was just fantastic, but I'm not quite sure if he's ever been asked about the Formula One side of things, but why would he? I mean, you know, start all over again and get into a different car. And maybe if he it would be a personal challenge. I don't know, you know, how available options are for him to get into a Formula One seat. We see with Liam Lawson, who has to sit patiently to wait to get a go, whether Scott Dixon's a big enough name with a big enough reputation that they'd take him out and just plant him straight in. I'm not sure, but he's found his niche. Joey, thanks for your call. He's found his niche. He's absolutely legendary in the United States and diddly squat here, it seems. But Paul is on the line. G'day, Paul. Good morning to you.
Yeah, morning, Smithy. Hey, it's disgraceful how Scott Dixon hasn't even entered the Helberg Awards sort of way of thinking. And, you know, I mean, the guy's just, he's huge globally. You know, he's won many races, and it's just disgraceful, mate. You know, he's just been ignored.
Oh, look, I totally agree. I put my hand up. I'm in the media. I talk about him when he five times a year. I should talk about him every week. Look at his progress. I mean, there's another race. I think there's a Grand Prix of Alabama this week. We should be all over that one as well, leading into this, because he's second again on the overall standings. You know, but we don't, yeah, because we in this way. And this, I mean, you know, I know you want to talk about the Warriors, and New Zealand wants to talk about the Warriors. New Zealand wants to talk about Super Rugby, not as much as they used to, I might add. In the summer, it's all about the cricket. We tend to just shy away from the individuals until they become individually brilliant, don't we?
Yeah, it's a shame. I heard some people ring up one of your shows, saying that your station's too much league focused or Warrior focused. Probably from rugby people who are moaning, but I don't think they'd mind if it was all rugby shows. And people want to, it's supply and demand. So turn up and watch your Blues team. And then maybe, you know, it might change. But anyway, mate, I just wanted to touch on Cam George's comment around schoolboy rugby in Hamilton. And, you know, it's just a shame that in 2024, nothing has changed. I remember, I've even got some young nephews in that who were told if they played league, then, you know, they wouldn't be in the first 15 or you know, this sort of stuff still goes on today. You know, they're just not letting kids choose and be kids and want to play sport, you know, and to give them, but to give them an ultimatum is just absolutely disgraceful, you know, in 2024, but this sort of stuff goes on, not even in schoolboy rugby, but also in club rugby.
Why is that, you reckon? Why is an easy question, but why? I mean, why is it going on for so long and not being addressed? I mean, and you make a very good point. I mean, things change. I mean, rugby used to dominate. It doesn't dominate anymore. It doesn't. It is not our station's fault that, you know, we're driven towards rugby league. Our listeners, our texts, our communications. Rugby league people, I promise you, are so much more available to talk. You can ring Cameron George yesterday, like we did, and say, mate, yep, we'd like to have a chat to you tomorrow morning. Yeah, no problem at all. What time? Try ringing someone in the rugby union. Try ringing someone in the rugby union and asking the same sort of question line about the depth, the future, all this sort of thing about rugby. Try doing that, Paul. And people say, well, why don't you? Well, they don't come on. Do you think we don't try to get All Blacks? Do you think we don't try to get head coaches throughout the week in a build up to go and a build up to a game of rugby at the weekend, a crucial game? Our guys, our producers, try and try and try. Yeah. They get put on hold and they don't get got back to it. It's we go where people are obliging to us, and that is rugby league at the moment. Simple.
Yeah, well, you know, it was actually Steffi's show, and Steffi made the comment. You know, he said, look, I've tried to get people on from the Chiefs or wherever, but no one wants to come on. So turn up to your games, make yourself available, and don't just talk about fan-centric this and blah, blah, blah. The CEO is basically invisible. No one ever hears from New Zealand Rugby Union CEO anymore. He's basically overseas smoking cigars or whatever. It's just, you know, but it's just a shame that this sort of mentality still happens today about, you know, putting pressure on boys who want to play rugby league. You know, if they just kept, I don't know what it is, mate. It's just, maybe there's a certain amount of arrogance or entitlement there that has been there for years, and they think that, you know, we're always going to be number one. We've got nothing to worry about. Well, if you carry on that way, you know, we'll just see what happens. So,
well, what's happening, Paul, is that the gap's closing on a daily basis. And even when the Warriors aren't top of the table, even when the Warriors are playing a little bit below where they want to be playing, they'll still top of the agenda. The board, our text line and to rugby league to rugby at the moment is 2-1. 2-1 rugby league to rugby. 2-1. And, you know, that's in a season where the Hurricanes would get, look, perfectly honest, Wellington fans would send our particular text line here probably half a dozen texts a week on the top of the table team, you know, the Blues, people who have been waiting patiently for so long, same amount probably. Warriors, who are in a bit of a trough at the moment, people are genuinely concerned, genuinely interested, and genuinely prepared to communicate, Paul, as have you been this morning, and I thank you very much for your call. Paul there out of Northland, of course, they gave, was it Moana Pacifica, quite a rousing reception when they played up there, and they turned it on for them. So, yeah. Texts have come in. We'll read them out through the morning, and a lot of Scotty Dixon ones coming all of a sudden. It's 9:44 here on SENZ.